Now, to give another perspective on the intersection of race and feminism, we've got Kimberly Crenshaw. She's a professor of law at the University of California, Los Angeles, and at Columbia University. How are you?
I'm well.
So when we spoke with Gloria, she said this is not a case of either or. You happen to be an Obama supporter. You co-wrote a response to Gloria Steinem's piece with Eve Ensler. What is really going on here? How are things breaking down, and are they really breaking down, between black and white women?
Well, some would say that it's not so much a breaking down, but the division that's always been there is coming to the surface. Look, the real thing that caused us to want to write the piece wasn't so much that some people could look at the two candidates and see that a vote for Clinton made sense for them or a vote for Obama made sense for them. What we were really concerned about was the deployment of feminism to make a particular kind of argument. That is, that gender is the most restrictive force in American society, that black men get things before white women do, that they got the vote before white women did, that they have more access to power than women do, that they have more access to business than women do. And we just thought that this is precisely the kind of ranking of oppression that for the last 20 or 30 years, all of us feminists basically said that we weren't going to do anymore. So we were shocked, stunned, appalled, angry that these arguments would be rolled out, even as those who make them claim that they weren't making ranking arguments. So that's essentially what we wanted to call out in our piece, and we wanted to discuss it more face-to-face.
I want to read you a little bit of something that former vice presidential candidate Geraldine Ferraro said to a reporter from an L.A. publication called The Daily Breeze. She said, and this was just earlier, a few days ago, if Obama was a white man, he would not be in this position, and if he was a woman of any color, he would not be in this position. He happens to be very lucky to be who he is, and the country is caught up in the concept. Is that an example of what you're talking about?
That is one of the most infuriating, and there are many more. Look, the reality is that if Hillary Clinton were not a white woman, she would not have been the first lady. She would not have had this 8 years of on-the-job experience that so many people are willing to offer up. She would not be part of a dynasty that is now asserting her turn for the presidency. Now, you can make of that what you will, but you cannot deny that whiteness is playing a role in this every bit as much as gender is. So what we are basically arguing is you can't have this myopia towards what's actually happening. If you actually look at the exit polls, this is one of the interesting things in Ohio, 18% of white voters said that race was important. That's nearly one-fifth. And of those, 76% voted for Hillary. That's almost the margin for victory. Of those who said gender was important, just a little less, 16%, and only 60%, she got a 60 to 40% bump in that. So basically the feminists who are making this argument are doing what we have been concerned that they've done for a long time. They're not acknowledging that race is playing a role in elevating Hillary as much as they claim that race is playing a role on the other side.
What's come out of this meeting when you sat down together with this group of across racial lines of feminists and progressives? What was the tone, and what do you think positive has come out of it?
Well, I think the tone was respectful. I think there was consternation expressed across the board. Many African-American feminists were quite reasonably disturbed about how the deployment of this feminism makes it difficult for us to organize as feminists in our community. Those who were very concerned about misogyny in the media were quite concerned that we stand united in denouncing that. So I think that there was some agreement on that. I think where we still do not have agreement is on the damage and the dangers of doing this ranking business. I mean, the idea that Barack, for example, because he's a man, will appeal more to men, that's an advantage, just completely ignores what's going on with black men. You look at prisons, you look at who's shot by the police, this idea that black masculinity is somehow a big advantage just is blind to the current reality. So I don't think we left with a sense that We have to really understand what was so disturbing about Gloria's piece, about Robin Morgan's piece. I think we left with a sense that it is important to recognize that feminism will transcend this election. We will still have issues to be dealt with afterwards. I think we've got agreement on that, but we don't have an agreement, I don't think, on how difficult the rhetorics are making life for those of us who want to organize as women of color and who are feminists.
I'm going to have to ask you to keep this really tight.
Sure.
But are you afraid that some Obama supporters will not vote for Hillary Clinton if she's the nominee?
Well, what my concern is that by the time the scorch and burn tactics of the Clintons are done with, it's not Obama supporters. It's people who really care about a fair democratic process. So I have concerns, and I think the party ought to be concerned that at the end of this, we have a unified party, not one in which the only one that can go forward is the one who's not bloody.
Well, Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kimberly Crenshaw is a professor of law at the University of California, Los Angeles, and at Columbia University. She joined me from Los Angeles. And just ahead, we've got our Africa update. Uganda talks peace and unity, plus President Mugabe tells foreign and white-owned businesses to hand more than half of their operations to indigenous Zimbabweans.